From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. South Korea is told there's a new sheriff in town. A former senior diplomat under President George W. Bush says President-elect U.S. Donald Trump would quickly and unilaterally approve a preemptive military strike against North Korea to take out a standing intercontinental ballistic missile armed with a nuclear warhead.
So I think North Korea needs to understand that there is going to be a new sheriff in Washington.
Ambassador Christopher Hill was in Seoul on Monday to address a South Korean government conference on the prospects for peace and unification on the Korean Peninsula and was trying to reassure friends in East Asia that the U.S. will remain committed to the region under Trump. But Gareth Evans, a former foreign minister of Australia who also participated in the conference, said it's actually worrisome to think that Mr. Trump would act impulsively against an aggressive but rational adversary who understands a nuclear attack against the U.S. is suicidal.
No one knows which way Trump will jump on these issues, including, no doubt, Donald Trump himself, because he's obviously never studied or thought through any of them.
Experts believe that within the next 5 years, Pyongyang will develop the capability to launch a long-range intercontinental missile armed with a miniaturized nuclear warhead. U.S. President Barack Obama departs today on the final planned foreign trip of his presidency, and his advisors expect President-elect Donald Trump will be a primary topic of discussion with other leaders. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said the itinerary stops in Greece, Germany and Peru, and is a signal of solidarity to the country's closest allies and a way to show support for a strong and integrated and united Europe. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping has reaffirmed the importance of relations with the United States in a phone conversation with President-elect Donald Trump today. State media reports that Mr. Xi congratulated Mr. Trump on his election and said cooperation was the only correct choice for China and the U.S. VOA asked China analyst and former City University of Hong Kong Professor Joseph Chang about the phone conversation.
Basically, President Xi is repeating his fundamental nine, that China wants to have good relations with the United States, that China wants to establish a new type of major power relationship with the United States, avoiding confrontations, emphasizing on mutual interests, and trying to manage their differences, their disputes.
President-elect Trump had accused China of unfair trade practices and currency manipulation during the election campaign, threatening to impose a 45% tariff on all Chinese imports. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, visiting New Zealand, admits it is a race against time to implement the Paris Agreement on climate change. He says the Obama administration will do all it can to do so before climate change skeptic Donald Trump takes office in January.
Until January 20th. When this administration is over, we intend to do everything possible to meet our responsibility to future generations to be able to address this threat to life itself on the planet.
Mr. Trump says global warming is a hoax perpetrated by China to gain an economic advantage. Chinese delegates at a UN climate change conference in Morocco say regardless of the U.S. election outcome, China could assume the climate change leadership mantle. Liu Chang is director of China's National Center for Climate Change.
I think that's from this perspective, China will take the leader, especially actively participating all kinds of activities in addressing climate change.
For years, Beijing fought attempts by foreign governments to limit carbon emissions. That stance has changed in the face of growing anger about choking smog in the capital and environmental devastation caused by rapid development across the country. A suicide bomber killed six people and wounded six others today near the southern Iraqi city of Karbala. The bombing also came as Shiites prepared to end a 40-day mourning period commemorating the 7th century death of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.